Clarity comes at a price, my friend. If you're not going to pay the price, guess what? You're not going to have it. When I was going through some of the most painful moments of my life after college and in some of the difficult moments and times of college, uncertainty, et cetera, I was pleading for clarity, and I'd get it when I would create something, when I would make a podcast episode, when I would write some tweets. Like, I can go back to some of those episodes, but like, bro, if I just lived in this vibe, I would have been completely chill. But what happens is when we think it's so, we overcomplicate it. Right now, I'm accepting that right now I am building other stuff and editing interviews is not the most important thing to me. I know in the grand scheme of things, it'll be fine, it'll work out. And so I'm giving space for this. I've been sitting writing tweets in my house, in my parents' house, and it's just blew into my mind. I'm like, this has to get out right now. I don't know how to explain it. All I know is like this episode I recorded back in August about praying for the strength to endure a difficult life or to enjoy a difficult life instead of wanting an easy life. I listened to that recently on a couple days ago when I was having a very difficult dark cloud kind of moment in my day that kind of extended throughout the day, and I needed to pray and seek God and just seek to understand. And it was like clarity. Do you want it? Clarity is priceless. People will charge millions of dollars for it. It's like, I can give you complete clarity of what you need to do in your life. I can give you complete clarity of this next moment. I will tell you, I've had a friend who wants to have greater clarity in their life, and they've been paying me for me to like talk with them through things. That's crazy. That's basically life coaching. I don't know what's in the cards for me. I just know it's really, really good. And I just need to keep doing anything that would help me have greater clarity. And that means saying no. That means saying no a lot. No to editing an interview. That's not important right now. What's important right now is getting out what is in my soul right now and giving myself complete space for this. Because otherwise, we get into this like wanting things to happen a perfect way, wanting things to happen a certain way, and it just gets complicated and it gets really lack of just peace of mind. And it gets really, really crazy really quickly. It's like, no. We don't need to make such a big deal about this. If you're feeling this way, do not disregard the feeling. I've had people reach out to me about like being on my podcast and stuff. It's like, bro, I'm not thinking about having anybody on my podcast right now. Like maybe a couple select people, but right now I'm really working on other parts. I'm in a different season right now. And that is what's bringing my clarity, is being in this place, being in this season, doing things that are in line with that. Anything in line with that is good and fantastic for this season. And it's so hard though, because recently I've literally unfollowed a bunch of people, of all these like wonderful business people that like really, really say great stuff, but like the energy and the vibe doesn't align with where I am now. It doesn't align anymore. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it feels like a crime to still be following some of these people, even if they have really great content and whatever. It's just, I don't know. And the same thing goes with some friendships. It's like, last time I reached out to this person was 4 or 5 months ago. And I don't think it's wise for me to say hi or to reach out again. It's like, they know if they call me, I will talk to them. I think there's a different energy from like, I will reach out to you and here I am trying to reach out to you and encourage you versus like somebody reaching out to me. Because somebody reaching out to me is like, okay, I would like to have greater clarity on this, or I need you, or I would like to talk to you or something. But if I'm reaching out to them, it kind of gives off that neediness that I need them. I don't need anybody right now. I really don't at all. All I need is God. And God is bringing so many beautiful things into the picture. He's been putting all these things in my head. Like, I literally wrote, like, some banger poetry today, and I was, like, getting chills about it, and it was just so wild. I'm like, I know this is him. I don't know how much longer this is all gonna go before everything just, like, pfft. Whatever happens, happens. I just know he's filling me to absolute overflowing right now. Absolute overflowing. It's beyond me. It is the craziest thing. I don't know where these words are coming from. It's just poof. It just has to happen. It has to happen. We've been preparing for this, and now it's all happening. I saw this thing on Instagram pretty recently about how when you're choosing to be still, it's kind of like holding a cup, and you're holding the cup still. And God is just pouring all that he can into that cup. But sometimes we like, oh, that's enough. And we move the cup. And now we don't get as much of the blessing. So my dad's birthday was yesterday. And I made a decision because he's so chill. So chill. I was like, okay, I'm going to just do like my dad and just be so chill. No stress, no worries. And it was just so great to be completely chill with the moment. And I really have been seeing recently people reaching out to me about this stuff, about my poetry. Like, I really need to just trust in that more. And it's crazy. I don't know. But the clarity is going to come at a price. It's not going to come for free. No. Like, I'll get insane clarity from, like, going on a run or from talking with a person who's, like, in a similar place as me. Like, there's people that God has put into my life that jumping on a call with them is like absolute inferno heat, like on a level I've never had before, ever. So like, it's insane. And I'm just mind blown by it. But clarity has come at a price that it's going to take more sacrifices of different kinds, you know, to stay where I need to be and to continue to elevate. And that's just a humbling thing. So yeah, I remember in college, you know, being stressed out and being worried about my future and whatever, and having let go of a lot of these things, thinking I needed to do certain things to be quote unquote successful. It's like I realized that all the answers were in me this entire time. And I go back to like certain journal entries and even old podcast episodes, and I'm like, it's all here. It's all here. And I just need to continue to live in that and trust that and believe in that. And that's really it. It's crazy though. It is. As I reached out to somebody about me going and starting to speaking to like youth seminaries and stuff. And I got to talk with some people from the Baptist church and stuff earlier this week. Like, things are literally happening. Like, it doesn't seem like it because like the podcast and everything is still in the same place basically, but the things going on in my soul because I am responding to these things has been crazy, absolutely crazy. And the clarity levels are off the charts because it's like me and God are so close. I've never felt this close to God in my life. And it's just wild. And things just keep happening. Things just keep happening. I met this lady today at the cemetery. And she was there, you know, to visit her husband who'd passed away, you know, and say hi and stuff. And just had a good little talk with her. Shared some of what I'm doing. Got to say a prayer with her. It's such a beautiful moment. Like, I like held my arms up and gave her a hug, and like, it's just a beautiful thing. And she's like, you keep up what you're doing and I'm sure God's going to bless you. It's like, yeah. I think clarity is, I think it's something that like you need to continue to make that space for it so it can continue to grow and build and stuff. And it's just, yeah, when you act in line with like that thing you're starting to do, that thing you're wanting to do, like things happen, becomes more clear. I've been making the decision So one of the things I concluded with one of my friends I jumped on a call with recently was like, I'm going to start going to coffee shops where I don't drink coffee, but like just for the vibe and just to right there. And the first day I went was this week, and I ran into this guy who also is like, he's doing his own church thing, and he subscribed to my newsletter, Yield Deeply. He's like, this sounds great. So it's like the biggest tragedy is for me to identify with clarity from like last month, last year, 2 years ago. It's like, who cares? Like, I am in this moment's clarity. What's happening right now? That is where I am. And I'm just like, God, you elevate, you take care of this. You, you move me through here. And it's just a really, really crazy, beautiful thing. And it's just come at a price. There was days, those beautiful 54 days where I lived on my own. There was those times where I woke up and the very first thought I had in the morning is, I need to run. I need to get out of here. I cannot stay here. And so I did. And I'd go on these runs and that was really beautiful. And God was testing me and preparing me. You can go back to old podcast episodes and you can see that God has been moving in my life and making a lot of things happen. And the clarity is beginning clear and clear and clear. And it's just beautiful because when my book didn't come out, my second book didn't come out on the 15th, there was this initial feeling of, wow, I really messed that up. But then there was this other feeling that came up. It's like, well, you put in a lot of work in a short period of time and you can always push it back. So that's what I'm planning to do. And come out with like a little demo version and send that out to for free to everybody that I said I would send the full thing through. And I'll send the full thing to them too. Just with how things have lined up, it's not time, I guess, for the full thing. I guess the world's not ready for it yet. I don't know. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful because I feel so at peace. I really feel that I just have this beautiful space for God in my brain, and he like puts thoughts there, and he puts music, he puts beautiful things there to like help me keep going, and it's just really beautiful. So the clarity has come at a price, and it's come at the price of my discomfort and letting go of things and just trusting him on some crazy things, and it's coming together. Like, I started streaming on Twitch again, which again wasn't something I was ever planning on doing, but it seems like he's moving in it. I've been making new friends from there, and I'm making a little bit of money from it too. And so that's something I look forward to. I do it just kind of as a side hobby, but I just know there's way bigger things ahead, way bigger things. And so to have greater clarity looking forward, it looks like taking all the best of the best of the best I can possibly pull out from everything that I've noticed, and trying to live in that, seeking for greater guidance, and also just trying to spread as much love and encouragement as possible. And then the clarity just comes. The peace of mind, the joy, the hope. It just kind of comes in abundance. It comes like a shower of encouragement on my head. So yeah, it's beautiful. I really am in a really good place, very good place right now. And I just need to continue forward. Just need to continue forward and trust in what I've been building. Trust that this is not in my head. It's actually happening. And I just need to be patient and continuing putting out stuff into the world and trusting that it's going to come up. It's going to come together. But I do need to take these bigger steps. So going and speaking at seminaries is good and everything else. So things are just lining up and it's giving me clarity because I have an idea of like what character I want to build and all this other stuff. And it's just really a beautiful thing. But there's no reason to stress about any of this stuff at all. And that's another thing too. It's just like, we can try to want to have something be like a certain way, be so perfect. And the reality is God's way is way, way, way better. And there's no reason to stress about any of this stuff. So yeah, that's kind of what's on my mind right now. It's just, I feel the clarity ascending. I feel myself being carried over. And so then there's these people, and I love them to death, but with some of them, it's like they're reaching out and I'm like, I don't want to jump on a call right now. Like, I'm doing my thing, man. Like, this is like, you have no idea. And it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's crazy. So yeah, I really think some crazy stuff is going to happen in the next like month or two. Cause it's just building. It's building. Cause the clarity is building. Cause I've been responding to it and it's all just adding up, you know? So like something I wrote in that like a difficult moment or stressful moment, now I'm going back and reading that thing and getting clarity on top of that clarity, and it's just clarity city. And at some point you're like, holy cow, like this is all coming together so beautifully, and it just helps you to elevate and change things up. And yeah, it's all coming together. My sleep schedule could still need some help, but over the last couple of days it's been better than the week before that. And so literally everything is coming together as long as I continue to stay in this place of clarity and continue to remind myself and help myself keep going. And it's interesting because on July, I think it was July 3rd of 2022, I wrote this thing called The Contract of Clarity. And it basically talks about like the impact of my writing. It talks about me as a child of God, and just listening to that was really helpful to understand, like, yeah, this is who I am. This is what I'm building. This is what I'm going after. And so it's really awesome to now be creating and doing something that's in line with all that stuff that I wrote about in The Contract of Clarity and actually be living that. So it's wild. It's crazy. I don't have words for it. Just like, this is beautiful. This is exciting. This is great. So yeah, we'll see what's ahead. And I do intend, oh boy. Yeah. I do intend to get the other interviews and stuff out. That's definitely on the plans. It's just, I think I need to figure out some day to like do all my editing or something. But right now we're just making space for this, what I'm doing right now. My smile is bigger than it's ever been. Like, I've just been smiling all over the place. I've just been having way more clarity about what lights me up, what encourages me, what helps me move towards what I'm going after. And then everything else, I'm just like, yeah, man, no space for you. We don't have time. I'm sorry. Like, I love you, but I just can't. I've been learning Spanish, so I got to talk to some people in Spanish and add them to my email newsletter. Like, they spoke a little, one of the guys spoke a little bit of English, so I was able to share that with him. But just a lot of cool things are happening as I am stepping into it, as I am trusting it, as I'm believing and letting God do his beautiful works in it. And there's just so many things. There's so many things. Like, there's people that he's had like stand out to me. He's like, you will talk to that person. And then later I talk to them and it goes great. And there's people right now that I've like had this thought, like, yeah, you just need to kind of keep an eye on that person. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just beautiful. It's great. It's amazing. I am just over the moon. And it's okay that I'm still chilling at my parents' house for now. I'm just vibing. So one day at a time, just got to live, enjoy the present clarity. Just be thankful for all the clarity that I have right now. Know that God will provide more clarity and more peace and more pieces of me to help me better understand all this stuff that's been going on. So I did a little like adventure through the woods a week ago. That was super fun just for my inner child, just to get out, and that was amazing. So I'm going to do that every other week now on Fridays. So I'm going to do that again next week. So that was great. It's just everything's coming together. But a lot of it is about living and respecting the present clarity, the present light, the present everything. And it's so crazy, but it's like leading to these beautiful, beautiful things I could not have imagined happening. So I'm just staying in it, staying with it, trusting the process, and just grateful because God is literally answering all of my prayers that I've been praying, like, for, like, really good friends to help me level up and all these other things. So I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I notice. And it really is just building on that relationship. I'm really excited to see what's in the cards for me, what's in the future. And I'm just beyond pumped and thankful that I've gone way better at listening to my soul and everything else. And it's like I can't afford to choose something because I want to, like, fill in that gap temporarily, right? Like, I need to be completely okay with nothing being in that place for a time. You know, there's a lot of different opportunities and things open to me right now. And I just need to trust. It's like, this is not it. And this is just what I know because I've gotten a lot better at sensing this stuff. And I'm not going to try to make this be my thing. I'm not going to try to make these people my people. Like, no, man. I'm just going to be me. Just be me. And God has put a lot of wonderful people in my life that are just really, really helping me, giving me so much space. And it's really a super beautiful thing. So one day at a time, just staying with it, trusting the present clarity. And one other thing I've started doing, April 7th, I made the decision. That was like Mark's 2 years of since graduation to do 10,000 steps every day. And today is day 12 of that, or day 13, I think. So that's one thing that's also helping me to get clarity and also just to meet more people. So it's great. We're just building the empire on foot, just doing my thing. And I just know it's big. I just know it's big and it's okay. Like, all this is working out. It's all coming together. It's all, yeah, it's all good. So I'm just beyond thankful and just going to keep spreading the love and the good vibes and stuff, and it'll be good. So anyway, when it comes to seeking clarity, for one thing, definitely seek the Lord for that. Definitely seek the Lord with that. He knows your limits. He knows where you're at, and it'll help you to expand and grow and build from exactly where you're at. And this comes back to, like, everything from my first book, God is Trying to Talk to Me. Because when you share everything, it's like, this is my present reality, God. This is where I am. Like, can you elevate this? The answer is yes. The Lord can definitely do that. And it's just beautiful. I know I'll come back to this episode one day and be like, oh yeah, clarity comes at a price. I need to pay that price. Thank you, Pastor Allen. So the love is just growing and growing, and it's just really a beautiful thing. So yeah, God will help you with that. He will help you, and just continue to trust those things. Don't force anything at all. Just don't worry about these things. Like, just let things come together. And yeah, let it happen in God's time and His way, and continue to stay in that clarity, and no need to worry or stress about it. So yeah. So that's that. I mean, there's more I could say about this, but I think we've said basically everything that needs to be said. I know that the Lord is really, really raising my overall vibe and peace of mind and clarity. It's really a amazing, beautiful thing, and definitely something I need to continue to treasure and continue to make space for, and just keep elevating so we can have moments like this, right? It's just a beautiful thing. Yeah, so it's really, really a beautiful thing. Just all these things happening. I could go on and on, but all these things are happening to help me have more clarity, to help me have more ability to see what I need to see, to build what I need to build, and just to ultimately become who I need to become. Like, all those things down the road, like, a lot of it is through the clarity He's been helping me find. So yeah, I know that Jesus is the Christ, that He is able to give us complete clarity. Even in the craziest storm, He can help us to have clarity, and that He's able to still the storm. He's able to still us. He's able to take care of all these things, and that as we continue to seek to live good lives and just seek to spread his love, then we'll see a lot of really wonderful miracles happen. They'll be personal and they'll be wonderful. And that's what I'm seeing right now. So, yep. Thank you so much for listening. And I just want to say that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Because he's the one where the miracles have happened. He's the one where all this is happening, all of this. Like, there's been so many miracles recently. I'm just so thankful. But yeah, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening. Check out the Yield Deeply newsletter. We have 121 people subscribed to it right now, just sharing about helping people to become better instruments for God and things on my speaking, writing, and this overall journey. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. So thank you for listening. And don't forget to yield to the good, and it'll be better tomorrow.